the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Kurt Kovarik, who is the Vice President for Federal Affairs, National Biodiesel Board. Great to see you.
Glad to be with you, Tony.
Okay, let's talk about what you're doing in D.C. today. You've got a pretty big event going.
Yeah, so we're right in the midst of our annual June fly-in membership meeting here in Washington, D.C., where we bring in our members from across the country for a 2.5-day policy update and advocacy day. So yesterday we had 70-plus members of ours on the Hill. We had more than 130 meetings scheduled with members of the House and Senate to talk about all of our federal policy priorities. Primarily, our number one priority is the renewal of our $1 per gallon tax incentive, which provides the incentive for the industry to continue to grow, develop new feedstocks, and to get the product to consumers. The tax credit's been lapsed now for about 18 months, which has caused great uncertainty in the industry. And what we fear is it's going to lead to plant closures, furloughs, et cetera, which is going to be harmful both for the ag economy, for the producers, but our environment. I mean, our fuel is enormously beneficial for the environment due to its greenhouse gas reduction compared to petroleum diesel. So that was a message we carried to the Hill yesterday, both the need for the incentive and what the incentive does when it's in place.
So obviously you're taking that message forward. What kind of response are you hearing?
I think for the vast majority of the meetings that we had yesterday and the members that I've talked to and got feedback, they were all positive. People understand what biodiesel is. They understand the value it adds both to agriculture and the environment. Unfortunately, you know, Congress has bigger problems to deal with and bigger issues to work through. But I feel confident that the support for the biodiesel industry is there. The support for the tax incentive is there. It's just a matter of getting the right moving pieces together to get the deal done.
So we've heard a lot from this administration on the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard. What's happening on that front?
Well, we're hopeful that this administration will follow through in the president's commitment to grow volumes, to grow renewable fuels. The president was in Iowa just yesterday touting EPA's action to grant year-round E15, which is great for ethanol producers. We support it. We view it as positive for the president to fulfill his commitment on that issue. But the fact of the matter is E15 doesn't help biodiesel in any way. So we're very dependent on EPA in setting higher volumes through their annual rulemaking process through the RFS. And we convey that message quite loudly and strongly both on the Hill and with EPA and in the administration. When you look at all the headwinds in the agriculture industry today, whether it's from weather or trade negotiations that are ongoing, retaliatory tariffs have been put in place. Our soybean farmers need value for their product wherever they can get it, new markets wherever they can get it. And biodiesel is a key component of driving demand and driving value for the soybeans. So if they can't export the product, at least we can add value here at home, and that's a message that we convey to the president.
You just said key component. Makes me wonder, the feedstock side of this, what are we looking at?
Well, today we're at, we produce about 2.5 billion gallons. 50% of that comes from soybean oil. The other 50%, though, is a varied supply, whether it be rendered animal fats, distillers corn oil, a byproduct from the corn ethanol production, or used cooking oil. But the fact of the matter is, you know, all of our feedstocks are either byproducts of protein production or recycled oils. So we don't create the demand for the protein, but we add value to the byproducts of the protein. So, you know, whether livestock producers know it or not, we're helping reduce the cost of their inputs on the soybean side of it, and we're also adding value to the animals that they're selling by adding value to, you know, the rest of the animal, essentially.
I'm going to pull this full circle here with as we wrap up, but you talked about the Hill visits. How important is it for those members to actually go see their member of Congress?
I think it's an important experience and process for both the biodiesel producer or the soybean grower and the member of Congress. I'm here 365 days a year up on the Hill, but I'm not. I can convey the message, but a lot of times the messenger is extremely important. And quite frankly, you know, a producer who's in the industry or a soybean grower whose livelihood depends on the success of this industry, they can tell the story in a much more compelling way and connect with their member of Congress much better than I can. And quite frankly, the member of Congress wants to hear it from their constituent. They don't want to hear it from, you know, a full-time, you know, professional lobbyist. They want to hear it from their constituent and what it means both in terms of their livelihood, the jobs in their district, economic development, and those sorts of things to their constituents. So it's a very valuable process. You know, representative government is a two-way street, and I'm happy that we have the significant number of members who are willing to come to D.C., most on their own dime, and participate in the process.
National Biodiesel Board, if we want to learn more about it, easy place to find it on the internet. Can we do that?
www.nbb.org, best place to go.
Kurt, great to see you. Wish you the best, and congratulations on another successful event.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you, Tony.
Again, it's Kurt Kovarik, who is Vice President for Federal Affairs with the National Biodiesel Board in Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.